Welcome back to Grow Your Mindset, the AI Life Coach, where we break down the mental barriers that keep you stuck and help you build habits that actually last. Episode 2, Why is it so hard to change and how to make it easier? Have you ever felt excited to start a new habit, maybe eating healthier, working out, or managing your stress, but after a few days, that excitement fades? You miss one workout, eat one unhealthy meal, or fall back into old routines, and suddenly, you feel like you're back at square one. Take Jake, for example. He decides it's finally time to get in shape. He buys new running shoes, wakes up early, and runs every morning for a week. But one morning, he's too tired. The next day, it's raining. By the end of the month, his shoes are back in the closet, and he tells himself he'll try again next year. So why does this happen? Why do we start strong but struggle to keep going? Today, we're breaking down the real reasons change is so hard and how to make it easier. Why change feels so hard? Most people think they just need more discipline to stick with new habits. But in reality, the struggle comes from three psychological barriers. 1. Your brain craves comfort. Change is uncomfortable, and your brain is wired to avoid discomfort. Your current habits feel safe, even if they're unhealthy. Breaking those patterns takes effort, and your brain resists it. 2. Instant gratification wins. Your brain loves immediate rewards. Scrolling social media, eating junk food, or skipping a workout feels good now, while the benefits of exercise or healthy eating take longer to see. This is why short-term pleasure often wins over long-term goals. 3. All-or-nothing thinking. Many people believe, if I can't do it perfectly, why bother at all? If you miss one workout or eat one unhealthy meal, you might think you failed, so you quit entirely. But real progress comes from consistency, not perfection. If any of this sounds familiar, don't worry. There's a way to break this cycle. How to make change easier. Start small. The key to lasting change isn't willpower, it's starting small and building momentum. Here's why that works. 1. Tiny habits reduce resistance. The hardest part of any new habit is getting started. If you set a goal that's too big, like running 5 miles or completely cutting out sugar, you'll likely feel overwhelmed. But if you start with something so small it feels easy, you remove that resistance. Example, instead of committing to an hour-long gym session, start with one push-up a day. Instead of overhauling your diet, commit to adding one extra glass of water. Instead of meditating for 20 minutes, start with one deep breath. 2. Small wins create momentum. Every time you follow through on a habit, no matter how small, you reinforce your identity as someone who takes action. This creates a psychological win streak. The more wins you stack, the more confidence you build. Example, if you do one push-up today, it's easy to do 2 tomorrow. If you walk for 5 minutes, you're more likely to keep going for 10. The act of showing up, even in a tiny way, keeps the habit alive. 3. Small changes lead to big results. A single action might seem insignificant, but over time, these small improvements add up. James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, explains that improving by just 1% each day leads to massive results over time. Example, if you improve your fitness, sleep, or nutrition by just 1% each day, that compounds into 37 times improvement in a year. You don't need drastic changes, you need consistent ones. The secret? Success isn't about big leaps, it's about small, repeated actions that build over time. How Jake could have succeeded? Let's go back to Jake, who quit running after missing a few days. What if instead of running every morning, he started with just putting on his running shoes? If that felt easy, he could take one step outside. Over time, those small actions would naturally lead to longer runs. Instead of burning out, he would have built a sustainable habit. This is why small wins matter. When you set tiny, attainable goals, you eliminate excuses, build momentum, and make change feel effortless. ESO, here's your challenge. Pick one habit you've been struggling with and shrink it down to something ridiculously small. Want to exercise? Do one squat? Want to eat healthier? Add one vegetable to your meal. Want to reduce stress? Take one deep breath before bed. It may seem too easy, but that's the point. When you start small, you build momentum. And momentum is the key to lasting change. In our next episode, we'll explore how to build unshakable consistency so you never have to just start over again. Until then, keep growing.